The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Yes, that's two in a week. They're trying for a new norm. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. What you didn't see was Kevin raise his eyebrows like, yeah, that's right. So say hello,
yeah,
Kevin.
Well, and we'll see what happens, too. Unless I go to see Ender's Game tomorrow, I might try to pop in a third one. We'll see.
Ender's Game, I believe, is on pay-per-view already.
It's at the Dollar Theater, which is, I believe, cheaper than pay-per-view, which is $3. So, I think I'm saving $1.50.
I think pay-per-views are actually way more than that. I don't know.
Yeah, the last time I had to worry about that was when Baby Mama Drama was randomly buying pay-per-views because he had, too much time on his hands.
I know you've covered this before, but he had time and the money to buy pay-per-views.
But... Well, he only had the money because okay. It was my money.
That's what I was going to say. Wait a minute. Unless something changed and you all of a sudden came into a load of money from him. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no. That was part of his bill.
Wow.
That has yet still gone completely unpaid.
Nah. Keep holding out for that. We can make that. Yeah. You know what? We should have made that a new feature. Did Kevin get his money yet?
Yeah. In no way do I ever expect to see that money. So.
No. And there you go. I mean, It's a bad thing, but it's a healthy attitude to have. It's better than stewing about it the entire time going,
oh, I knew it the second that he moved out, so this really isn't a new revelation, but yeah. Not hearing from him in the time frame since he moved out just completely made that a 100% certainty.
It's so nice.
It was probably at 99% prior to that.
Oh. Well, yeah, Ender's Game. Actually, I just hit the on-demand button on my Time Warner cable box a minute ago, and it just now pulled up. Let's see. How do you navigate on this hunk of shit? I'm just curious to see how much Ender's Game would be. And there we go. All right, so...
How much?
I don't know, because...
Oh, you don't know?
This thing runs on... shit technology. It's just it's awful. The DVR is the size of an old VCR. And that's actually the top loader ones from the early 80s, late 70s, those VCRs.
Uh-huh.
And you press a button and it takes forever for it to load up. So, uh-huh. I wasn't exaggerating when I said I hit it and it took a minute for this thing to pop up. So what I'm trying to do now is go through the stations to figure out, all right, where can I see this stuff? Well, I can order the Elimination Chamber, which is on my birthday. I didn't know that. Well, happy birthday to me. I'll be ordering that on my Xbox. although I will say, I don't know if I brought this up or not. Oh, there's a UFC that weekend too. Damn. Looks like I'll be busy. But, the WWE, I'm a little worried, and to get to some wrestling talk, because we're going to talk about a couple different things this week.
Oh,
this
yeah,
summer.
And I saw the story that I wanted to mention real quick, too.
All right, good. No, the WWE app for the Xbox, it was the first time I ever tried, I ordered a pay-per-view from it, because I don't know, I think we've talked about how the Time Warner thing's all messed up, and I'm not paying... almost near $800 for a pay-per-view. It kept crashing out on me. And I've ordered every UFC event for since I've been here over the Xbox, never had a problem with it.
Uh-huh.
So I started thinking, you know, and I don't know if others were having this problem or if it was just me, but I think it'd be kind of strange if it was just me. Like I said, since nothing else seems to ever have a problem. But I don't know, I started getting kind of worried about the WWE Network. And I know this is kind of... I'm trying not to be like one of those, pin two things together with a very long string, but if that's going to be one of the ways I get to watch the WWE Network and it constantly crashes out on me, I mean, I don't know. I know it's only $10 a month, but that still kind of sucks.
If it's constantly crashing.
Yeah, I had...
That'd be a pain in the ass, and I will be worried about that.
Yeah, I mean, especially... Because really, I mean, I don't know. How much with the network do you plan on watching? Like, just the pay-per-views? You're gonna, I mean, I know there's, like, a load of content on there, but... There's so much. How much realistic
White,
are you actually
White House watch? Down, I don't see Ender's Game on my pay-per-views. $3.99.
Yeah, and you got what? WoW, right?
Yeah,
they got some cheap prices for that stuff. I think everything here is $5.99.
Yeah, so there's that. Not that I want to rent White House Down, but I guess I'm saving $2.50 then by going to the Dollar Theater.
True.
Of course, I'll spend more in popcorn and drink,
and gas, and time. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But you get the experience of going to a movie, so.
They do have a better sound system than I do.
Yeah, well, time to work on that, son. but no, it's going back to the WWE Network. How much do you actually plan on watching on that? I've tried to get to this myself.
Yeah, no, it probably won't be that much more than the pay-per-views. I'm sure I'll try to sneak some stuff in here and there. There's already a lot of wrestling content, and I just watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's what...
I mean, between sports and regular shows, because I watch just about every sport that you possibly can. And it takes up time. Like, I'll just throw the English Premier League on Saturday mornings, and it never leaves NBC Sports. I don't really watch the whole time, but it's on.
It's on
for the next 4 hours.
I know exactly what you mean. Do you get the Fox Soccer Channel or?
I used to. It doesn't exist anymore.
Well, there's some goofy. There's some. Like soccer Fox something station, and I'm trying to find it. Here it is. It's Fox S. Yeah, it's Fox Soccer Plus HD. Which I'm with you. I thought they got rid of it, but like right now they've got the FA Cup on. North End and not it's older stuff.
Right.
But at 10 o'clock, in a mere 7 minutes from when we're recording, Super League Rugby's on. And that's where I was actually going with this, so it works out. They show rugby, and then they actually... Remember the old ESPN days? They used to show Australian rules football?
Yeah.
They had that on this weekend.
Awesome.
That shit makes no sense. Other than... I started to figure it out, but it still doesn't make any sense. As I told Elise, I was like, this is just a giant game of Smear the Queer. Except you can kick the ball away from each other. You know, you have teams of Smear the Queer in this one. So,
yeah, it's slightly more organized than children running around just walloping each other.
Yeah, and they've got the fancy officials with the bowler hats, and they do the double points if there's a goal. I'm like, okay. And I don't understand how big that field is either. It looks like it's 200 yards in a circle. Just ridiculous. But
yeah, have I ever mentioned that Brian ate his my younger brother, for those out there, he ate his two front teeth when we were playing a game of Smear the Queer.
No. that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Really.
So that's how he lost his front two teeth. It was me, him, and one of our buddies, or two of our buddies, and he got walloped.
Ugh. Now we. If you really think about that game, there's no surprise in that at all. The fact that you didn't break something else, like anybody didn't. I mean, because we would get like 10, 15 kids. You go, here's a ball, and the kid, like the shocked kid, like, what, takes off, and it's just, it's basically a lynching without the hanging. I mean,
yeah, it's playing a dog pile on the rabbit.
I guess that's what you'd have to call it now. I guess we're not being very sensitive calling it Smear the Queer still.
No, it still makes me laugh when Fez freaked out about Archie Griffin saying that on Ron and Fez. Because he said he used to play it as a child, which was awesome.
Yeah, I don't know of any guy who didn't. I mean, we even had chicks start to play after, or girls back then, but there were even. I mean, you just wonder what unathletic, like, or what bully, like that's a genuine like bully thing, like a smart bully, I guess. He comes up, is like, well, I'm not allowed to just tackle and beat this kid up. So I'm going to create a game to pick out the weakling of the group.
and hurt him.
Yeah, and then go, all right, don't get caught by us because we can tackle you, and everyone can just jump on you and do whatever they want. Wait, what? You want to play? No, here's the ball. You're playing. And then the teachers get mad, and you go, no, we're just playing Smear the Queer. So it's pretty smart.
It's a nice little trick to get around something you aren't supposed to do.
Yeah, it's an allowable mugging. but that's one of those games, Ollie. It's called Smear the Queer. I had no idea what a queer was.
Oh, that's not even one iota of what the hell that meant.
That's just what the game was.
It was hit the guy with the ball.
I've heard it called that too. Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
A rhyme scheme always gets something. A rhyme scheme always makes a sport better.
Yep.
A game better, I should say. But, yeah, I don't know. But it's funny you were...
Back to the WWE Network crashing out on us.
It's actually just a way to segue into like some of the TV shows we were talking about, really. And it was
actually, I can think of something because it was the topic I wanted. Speaking of injuries, I am completely bummed out that the WWE must have deleted Naomi's tweet of her eye after Oksana decided.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, I went to the end. That was the story. I was like, I knew there was something I wanted to bring up because I watched that on Monday night. I'm like, oh, that's going to hurt. So I saw the story on .net this morning. I'm like, awesome. I was like, I want to see what that thing looks like because it's probably pretty awful. And it was off. Twitter said this page does not exist.
Huh.
So unfortunately, I didn't see it, which I what are they going to do? I mean, unless they keep her off of TV for a while, everyone's going to see it. That is not going away anytime soon.
Well, I don't understand why would they want it taken down? It's a legit injury, you know? I mean,
I don't know.
Work it into your do not try this at home page.
Even the pros screw up. Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Here you go, giant shiner. Because someone decided to actually knee me in the eyeball.
Yeah, and it just shows, like, if those moves were real, that's how... I mean, I'm sorry. If those moves really connected with the full force that they're intended to, oh, boy.
Yeah, no, the matches would not last as long as they do, just with punching alone, especially in a gentleman's match.
Yeah, the punching alone, you're exactly right. Just be a disaster. So, but no, yeah, I did miss that. I did
G rating.
Did totally miss that. I pulled it up on my phone. Because the guest internet at work is not working right now, so my tablet's useless, except for listening to music.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't get into that gruesome stuff. I mean, did you ever see a picture of it?
No.
Ah, okay.
No, I just knew that it happened, and I know that it was going to be bad. Because I mean, I saw it immediately. Like, I rewound it just to make sure that I saw that it connected that well, I guess is the way to put it, unfortunately. And I was like, yep.
Ooh. Because shit.
Oh, okay, you're seeing the action now.
Yeah, just go to, I did Yahoo search and put Naomi WWE injury. It's ugly. It's it's not cool.
Yeah, no, that is a giant fail on Oksana's report there.
Things happen, you know, and it sucks, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, things go awry, and unfortunately for Naomi / Trinity, it was her face that paid for it.
Yeah, I understand why they still call her Naomi, but I'd rather them just call her Trinity, because that's kind of a cool name anyways. You know, a cool stage name to have. It'd be easier to follow up with it, but oh well.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Especially, neither of their names seem all that complicated, and they don't sound boring either. Because Arion works too. Aside from Cameron. Like, I think Cameron is actually more plain and more bleh than Arion is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's a little confusing.
But yeah, that's a pretty harsh injury.
Yeah.
I mean...
there really isn't anything big to say. I just remembered seeing that. I mean, as long as it's not a wound that as long as I don't see internal parts, I'm okay with seeing injuries.
Yeah, no, it's not like that. It's just really swollen. I mean, you definitely see that there's a problem. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. No, that's why I wanted to kind of see the after, because that doesn't really kick in right away.
Yeah.
Especially since the match ended almost, you know, like no more than a minute after that.
Yeah, had to give her a break. And I'm sure it's the last we're going to see of Oksana for a while now, because, you know, that's fair. But
Yeah.
Do you follow WWE's Instagram? At all?
No, I don't.
They were doing these, you know, you can do video on it now. They were doing these Divas at Home things.
Uh-huh.
They did one for Summer Rae, and then they did one with Oksana, and it was like, is this the Attitude Era again? Because they're in next to nothing, just slinking around. Like, they're all in the same apartment, so it was obviously all recorded, you know, at the same time. But
yeah.
It's just... It was like, wow, okay.
And well, then I need to start following them then.
Yeah, I don't know if the series is still going on or not. I haven't seen any in a while, but yeah, it was...
Oh, boo.
It was pretty sweet, though. But, so I don't know how you can wrestle with that either, because that eye is really swollen, and I don't know how long it's going to take for that thing to go down either. You know, it's not like the old boxing days will cut me, Mick, or anything like that. So that's a definite detriment to her.
Yeah, no, I would imagine she's going to have a hard time coming back much before what's the paper elimination chamber?
Yeah, and that's okay. I mean, it's I don't know.
Yeah, they're still not going crazy on the women's division, so I don't know. It kind of is bad timing for her. Yeah. You know, what are you going to do about it?
It seems the women's division, though, it's all the same match all the time now. And I did like the fact they gave AJ Lee some time to talk finally.
Well, she's been given a decent chunk of time on the headsets recently. Because I think this is at least her second. I want to say third or fourth within recent memory.
It just seemed like she came out and did that Total Divas, you know, her little, her own little pipe bomb, if you will.
Yeah.
And then nothing. There was just nothing going on there. I thought that was very, very strange. Why give her that time? And she beat Brie Bella in a good match. But it's just like, why have that happen if you weren't going to follow it up? I guess because maybe the crowd cheered. Cheering the heel. And they were like, no, this isn't going to happen again. So we're going to pull the plug on that one immediately. That's really about all I could think of.
Right.
Why there was no follow-up for her. Because she's always solid on the mic.
Yeah, no, I don't quite get it. You know, but and then they had her this week when she was on the headset. She pimped how many days she's been champ, and I'm just like, It's kind of hollow because you haven't really wrestled anybody.
Yeah. I mean...
I guess I don't know why. Like, Naomi's the first person that they've had as kind of a real challenger. And I guess that could be why, really, is that they just don't have anyone in that division at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had Caitlyn for a while. And then, remember, Brie Bella as well. But even the Brie Bella is kind of... The Bella Twins have fallen off the map again, too. I guess maybe we'll find out on Total Divas this year. But...
Yeah, that's been a little strange that after get it because they all got their push during Total Divas, but then they have been gone ever since. And the only person that's stuck around is Naomi.
Yeah, I mean, and Ariane
along
too.
With a little bit of Cameron, who's gotten to lose every match for her team.
Yeah, true. Of course, they also got saddled with R-Truth and.
Xavier Woods.
Yeah. What did Brodus Clay do wrong? They broke that act up. Then he proceeds to lose, and now he's not even on TV.
Oh, I was completely bummed out of myself. I got the new little Brodus Clay action figure. Mm-hmm. And I was going to put him in the ring and say, and after the Royal Rumble and say, How's the main event playing not in the Royal Rumble?
Oh my God, that's right. He wasn't, was he?
Uh-uh.
Wow, man. Maybe I was so preoccupied with the Daniel Bryan stuff that it totally... It's always funny with the Royal Rumble that there are guys that come into the match, and I'm like, oh yeah. Like guys who are just... obviously should have been in there. But to me, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's right. He should be in this thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, he would have just taken up space, but it's always one of those, oh, my gosh, because they love having those guys that are super big. He's going to be a tough one to throw over the top ropes.
True.
And Brodus Clay fits that mold to a T. Like, even though you know there's no chance in hell that that person's going to win it, because they had the great Khali do it this year. It's just like, whatever, we know Khali's not winning, just let's not even pretend. But they love to pretend anyway.
Yeah, well.
So yeah, no, I mean, not that I'm really surprised, but it's all actually, he's just been a weird, curious case. Like, he kind of came out with that gimmick and it's just like, oh, he turned around a perceived shitty gimmick. But then they didn't really have him do anything in the ring
yeah.
to follow it up at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the only thing that really is a follow-up for him. And it's died very quickly.
Yeah. I don't get it, but he seems to be able to talk. He's got a look. You know, he's got to work on covering up the sloppy titties falling out. But other than that, there's really no reason. I mean, I don't know. And people can disagree with this, but it's very awkward seeing, like, your bad guys, like a Brodus Clay reading to kids. It just kind of kills the mystique of it. It's very strange. And
yeah, I mean, I don't know if it kills it for me, but he's, I guess, an example for me of a guy that, well, and someone that you wanted to talk about. Alberto Del Rio, to me, seems like he's gotten 1.5 million chances. And it doesn't seem like they've given Brodus Clay much of any chance ever. And it's not even one of those, oh, he should have been in the main event kind of things. Like, they didn't even give him, like, let's have him take the U.S. title for a month or two. Kind of a push to see how he goes. Like, just nothing at all.
Right. Wow.
So, it's kind of crazy to me. Like, I don't expect him to be a main event player. But it's just like, why aren't you at least given some type of heel push?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to break up a tag team, then at least have, you know, have some sort of follow-up with it. I mean, every tag team that breaks...
You don't count the whole, like, one or two matches that they had afterwards?
No. Well, and really, honestly, in that case, they had their breakup, so what happens right after that? I mean, literally, right after it, you've got Xavier Woods and R-Truth interjecting. They beat up Brodus Clay and sent him out of the ring. Like, what?
Oh.
What kind of heel turn is this?
Yeah, getting your ass kicked.
Yeah. It was just very poorly done. And to me, it just seemed hot-shotted. And then, so what do they do? A couple weeks later, and we talked about this on the last show, Titus O'Neil breaks off with Darren Young. Another one that came totally out of the blue. And really a total missed opportunity on WWE's part, but, you know, whatever. It's too late now. I mean, and yes, I am saying you give the belt to Darren Young because he came out. Because, you know, having to prevent somebody from saying, well, you wanted to have something because of... Yes, that's exactly why. Because he goes on the Ellen DeGeneres show with the tag team title belt. He goes on this meeting with the tag team title belt. He goes to this appearance with a tag team title belt. That's exactly what you do. That's exactly how you, you know, drum up some free publicity for your promotion. Or, well, in this, your business and your company. You didn't have to keep it on him long, but just get through all the appearances with it and then go, all right, we're done. You know, it was a good thing for him, so turn it into good business for you. There's nothing wrong with that. But, oh well. I forgot the... Oh, were you referring to Alberto Del Rio?
Yeah, no, because I was making fun of, like, the relative non-push of Clay and just the multi-time champion. It was also in the news today. And he said that he was gone after his contract is up.
Yeah, it's being reported, I think it was from the Wrestling Observer, that he will not be resigning his contract. He won't be re-upping his contract when it's over. I don't know when that is. Man, and he's 37.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Now... And that seems to be a big thing, you know, I'll be 40 soon. And I guess I'm expecting that I'm watching guys that are at least 15 years younger or a little bit, 15 to 16, 17 years younger than me. So when I hear there's a guy, like, Batista's older than me, Triple H is older than me.
Well, and when I realized that CM Punk was almost my age, I was just like, oh, he's that old?
Yeah.
Some of those guys, I know what my body tolerates right now. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're in far superior shape than I am. But they're also putting a beating on their body that I am not.
Right. Yeah. And as another example, Sheamus, he's 36.
And I guess the thing that's kind of interesting, Batista isn't one of them, but Sheamus, Del Rio, Curtis Axel. I remember someone saying he's like 33 or something.
That's crazy to me. I guess we're so used to seeing guys that started so young, and these guys are getting exposure way later.
Yeah, and that, I guess that's the part that's interesting to me. Like, they're fresh faces. So, to me, that's why I assume that they're younger. It's just like, oh, yeah, they've only been around, like, a couple of years. Like, if it was John Cena that you told me was 37 or something, I'd be like, oh, okay, he's been around forever.
Right. Yep.
But those guys, just because they haven't been around for that long, and, I mean, I guess I just didn't pay attention. Like, even someone like Punk, I knew that he wrestled independently, and I had seen him at some ROH shows, but I guess I hadn't realized the amount of time that he'd been doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking up his exact age. Yeah, he's 35 as well. He'll be 36 sometime this year. Yeah. Just, I don't know, like, but someone like Punk, though, I guess kind of fits. Like, okay, he's, you know, him being 36 is kind of like, okay. Because just for the reasons you said. I mean, he's been in the indies, he's been all over. He's been all over. To where Sheamus, though, or a guy like Del Rio, I don't know, or like Rey Mysterio, find out he's older, you're like, okay, yeah, because that's one of the guys that was pretty young. But yeah, the exposure part, what you brought up, is pretty much exactly right. It's just very strange. And I wonder if that's why these guys are getting the push where the younger guys aren't, because it's, well, we got to get what we can out of these older guys while we can. You know?
Right.
I don't know if that plays into, in all honesty, like, not trying to make excuses for WWE.
Yeah, no, it would be interesting because, like our good buddy Taz said, no one sitting at home's ever, 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 ever going to know what goes on behind the curtains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read that.
Well, considering that cameras are there pretty much all the time, I would hope that I have, and people have written enough books behind the scenes, that I have had a somewhat decent idea of what goes on.
Yeah.
But it would be kind of interesting to see if that is kind of a factor, that they know those guys aren't going to last as long just because they are older. And it would almost be kind of interesting just with how many people are there. Like, it'd be interesting if they tried to get younger people in some ways.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of are we going to see Bryce Harper, I guess, of wrestling? Like, a guy comes in at 19, mm-hmm, and just really, like, and not just like, what, Jay Lethal was on in TNA at 19, correct?
Yeah, something like that. He was in ROH at a young age, I think 18.
Okay, yeah. And I mean, I know that Jeff Hardy was underage, but to say that he was doing, to keep the comparison going, what Harper's doing in Major League Baseball, would be completely wrong, because they didn't really do anything for quite a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
They were around, but like no one's like really kind of come into the WWE and just kind of taken over at a very young age, I feel like, in quite a while.
No.
Like,
no.
I'm sure that someone could prove me wrong, but whatever. Go ahead and run with it.
Well, no,
consider it a challenge.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if the politics backstage, just for lack of a better term, is the reasoning for that or not, though. Instead of like having a breakout, if someone's just like, well, you're not getting the spot because of this guy's got it, and you know, so I don't know when we'll see that again. Like, I think Brock, they hotshotted Brock pretty quick. Who was the younger champion? Was it Brock or was it Randy Orton? And if this motherfucker crashes out again, forget it.
Randy Orton beat out Brock Lesnar because they were. That's right when Lesnar left. Okay. Was around the time that Evolution happened, and they ended up giving the title reign to Randy Orton.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, that makes sense. So. I'm so flustered, yeah, so I don't even know where we're at. So,
yeah, I was actually a little surprised that you were called. I was like, oh, shit, that's where we were. So I just figured you'd pulled it off just fine and should have kept on going with it.
Yeah, but it really was, I think, the fifth time I asked the same goddamn thing. And every time I get to that question, there's a problem with the connection. It was like, you kidding? You kidding? Really? You know, as wonderful as technology is, considering I'm in North Carolina, you're in Ohio, and we can see each other. Well, I don't know. Wait, do I have the...
Yeah, no, one? I can only see a dog currently.
All right, so there. Do you want the dog back? So, I don't know. The whole thing started with us talking about Del Rio leaving, and...
Right, and how old a lot of the participants are.
Yeah, and it just... The age of the participants is one thing, but when it gets to him, you know, directly, is this... I mean, it's not a big loss. I mean,
yeah, like, I guess... I don't get why you would walk away. Like, I don't get why he would walk away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine. Like, I thought that he started to do better there with his last title reign. And I thought he's just being more of an ass, just in general. You know, it's not going to be a big loss, but it's just like, okay, the WWE has prominently featured you ever since you came in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you walking away from that? Like, it's like, no, I'm enjoying fame way too much, so I need to step away.
Well, I don't know. I guess if you want to, maybe he's got other things to do. You know, he's got other opportunities.
Right.
So I don't blame him for stepping away, but it just seems like there's seriously some, I want to say there's money on the table with him. There's not. I want to say there is, but he's been given, I mean, they gave that character, they gave him, like, every opportunity to succeed, and it just never caught on for him. I think the closest was when he had Ricardo. They broke that up, and it's been, he's insignificant. He should be the Latino million-dollar man.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really showed with his segment on Monday. Really, it was just like, Batista's like, no, dude, really. Like, you can just leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just such a fair statement. He's just like, no, I don't care about you. Like, which part of stop bugging me do you not get?
Yeah, they went from, like, the Mexican aristocrat. Wasn't that what he was billed as?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mexican aristocrat to, like, this little bitch kid. You know, just constantly whining and throwing a fit. It's a total meltdown of what the character should have been. I mean, this is the guy that used to have all the cars and, you know, all that stuff coming out. That's gone. His ring announcer's gone. I don't know. And I know Eric would say it's the wrestler, but, or it's him personally, and I don't think I just can't really disagree. He never really, he just, there was something always missing about him. At least to me, there was.
Yeah, no, I don't want to say it's an absence of it factor. Because I think he had something, but it just wasn't, like you said, it didn't fully click.
Mm-mm. I mean, you even said he was multiple-time champion, and it's like, oh yeah, he was, huh?
Yeah, it's three or four time, I believe.
Yeah,
so, yeah, if you're like, oh, no, he wasn't, because, yeah, that's another one. It's just like, no, he wasn't given enough opportunities. I'm like, I don't think anyone could argue that with him.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of guys that go, well, and I mean, I guess that's just the case in general. A lot of guys that go away, it's just like, oh, they didn't quite get the chance. And yeah. Because, you know, I'm just thinking Christian, who just came back, was a guy that's just like, I don't think he ever really quite got a fair shake, so I can understand him taking off. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think in a list of career highlights or retrospect, like, I honestly, the only thing I really think Del Rio did right was something he had nothing to do with. His I don't know what line of action figure it was, but his one of his figures actually came with a Chihuahua with a Rey Mysterio mask on. I was like, that's fantastic.
That's awesome.
But again, it probably has nothing to do with him. But it's just it's and all the sites built it as former WWE champion leaving, another former WWE champion leaving, and it's like, all right, well. He's literally one of those guys. When he's gone, you don't remember he's there. When he comes back, it's like, oh yeah, well, there's him.
Yeah, no, I don't. You know, it just isn't that big of a loss, unless they really need someone who's Latino to be in there on their roster.
Yeah,
they'll be okay.
Yeah, and. I don't know, if you can't get over in a feud with Rey Mysterio, you know, it's, you're not going to get over. I mean, he's one of the most popular guys, except for this year, because, you know, well, the Rumble kind of messed that up, but, you know, Rey's kind of insignificant now, too, but at the time, yeah. He wasn't, so.
Yeah, no, well, I think all of the injuries have definitely made the WWE a little cautious on that front.
Yeah, but yeah, so Del Rio leaves, it's just a spot for somebody else, and, you know, is what it is, and the next guy comes in, next guy in line comes through. I mean, you've got two groups of three. You know, three trios out there, or two trios out there that are going to get broken up eventually. Those spots got to go to some of them. So,
well, hey, we can go from one ethnicity to the other. They're already starting to do little tiny crush vignettes with Alexander Rusev.
Yes. I love the Rocky IV stuff. Or no. Yeah, Rocky IV with... wait, was it Rocky IV? Yeah, Rocky IV was the Russian one. Yeah, so he's got his own little Bridget Nielsen with him, and so yeah, I was happy to see that. Although it was kind of misleading when he said the was it Alexander Russoff era, whatever it is, starts now.
Yeah,
and then he didn't come out, so I was like, what? Usually you do that, and then you start walking to the ring. That would have been pretty cool, but
oh. And I, you know what? I didn't even think about that. But wasn't it Fandango who made you know, like, he came in right around this time frame and then ends up wrestling Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
Yep, yeah, because this was this time last year where he would just come out, they wouldn't say his name right, and he'd leave. one of the best gimmicks they had in a while. And now he's nothing now, too. I mean, you had that, his song on iTunes going crazy. They killed that.
People were still doing the dance the other night.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I just remember, well, when I saw that promo, that was the, I didn't think about him, but I did, I thought to myself, I'm like, man, that's an odd time to be debuting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're kind of stuck, like, you're not really going to do anything at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but it's like, well,
Fandango did, so I don't know, maybe he will get some type of a half-decent spot.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't embarrass himself in the Royal Rumble at all. In fact, it had me intrigued. I was like, all right, I'm going to see some more of this guy now. You know, get somebody else in there. But
yeah, well, and I would imagine that if they thought that something was wrong, that they would have not started putting his vignettes on right after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, true.
I have to say management gave their seal of approval with these things.
Yeah, they also might have been a little shell-shocked from one of their top guys just taking off on him, maybe. I mean, you have to rewrite an entire show, you know, that night. That does seem to happen, so. And I'm looking forward to him, and I'm telling you, I know we, you know, maybe we're a little biased in this one, but I'm telling you, Luke Harper, he's going to turn out to be the real deal. Those vignettes where they're letting him talk more.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a, I don't want to say intriguing look, and difference too vague, but there's no one on that roster that kind of looks like him. You know?
Yeah, no, they allowed him to keep the trucker look.
Yeah.
I mean, they put him in a completely different gimmick in a lot of ways. But he has the same exact look that he had before, and it works for the gimmick. So I think that almost would be the more interesting thing if and when he goes, you know, into the singles ranks.
Yeah.
Is whether he can cultivate a look that maybe – because if he goes babyface, he's going to have a more appealing look than that.
Well, you know, I don't know about that. There's – look at Kane. If you know, one of our show favorites. If you look at it, he was a face and he never really changed his look at all, and he wasn't appealing whatsoever. And sorry, Glenn Jacobs, but it's just not a –
well, I don't mean hot kind of thing, but I think he had, and I think he has always had really a slicker look to him.
Mm.
Like, for being a monster and everything, he kind of had tailored clothing and everything.
Yeah, okay, I see what you mean. Okay.
So he's really wearing just like a nasty ass looking wife beater
still
and some really worn out jeans. Like, it's to me, there's a difference between Kane's, you know, full wrestling gear outfit, even if you go way back, to what Luke Harper is wearing currently. Yeah, like, I think that to me means that, and Kane has changed that look over time.
True, but I do like the, what was the, I hope you remember, what was the gun shop he used to wear that just killed me when he was in PWO? It was a giant ass gun for something, and it was just perfect. I mean, and I remember Aaron McGuire used to talk about it on the shows too, and yeah, obviously he can't do it now, but
yeah, no, I don't remember what that was. I really don't, because I was thinking of the Pit Stop Donuts shirt that he wore from time to time too.
You know what? Maybe that was the one. No, no, I think this one was for a gun club too. So
yeah, no, I think there was the gun club one, and there was the Pit Stop Donuts one. Like that, they forced him into advertising sometimes.
That's all right. Let me see if I can find it real quick. But yeah, so it there's, you know, it's with Del Rio leaving and how we got to that, how we got to this point was this. There's more opportunity for the younger people now.
And so, you have brought Harper up a lot, but I don't think that he would be. To me, right now, he wouldn't be in a position to do that. They have positioned the Shield more to break up than the Wyatts right now.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So you know, like if Del Rio doesn't come back, I think that the Shield would definitely be more the ones to seize on the opportunity given the current climate of the WWE.
Yeah. Well, I haven't found any Brody Lee shirts, but all the old Brody Lee pictures cracked me up because he's smiling. He's smiling with his hair pulled back. It's very odd considering what it is now. So that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, and I love that homeless man's beard, but... well, I don't know. Maybe he could do it. I think he's going to need to shave his head at some point because he has a pretty nasty bald spot going on. Oh, yeah.
But, see, but that's also part of what I love about his look.
Yeah,
who cares?
No,
there it is, you know, being the swamp guy and everything.
Yeah, no, it's perfect for the gimmick. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, it's a fantastic look for him right now. But I'm just saying, if he moves on, I'm going to guess that that look's going to get refined a little bit.
I'm going to say you're right on that, at least. But I don't know, when you've got a bald spot like that, your hair has either got to be long or it's got to be totally shaved down.
Yeah.
You know, so I think right now he's okay. Especially if he just pulls it back, almost like, you know, the toupee, just foomp, push it back over so no one can really see that the spot's there. But,
yeah,
you know, that'll get exposed the way crowds are now. But, but yeah, that whole thing's got me pretty excited, actually. So, excited for his directions, you know, keeps steers clear. And I up. Something about pistol.
Oh.
I finally found one, but it's too small to read. Son of a bitch. Oh, well. But anyways, yeah, so Del Rio may leave. The world will move on. And someone else is maybe, you know, it opens up spots. It will definitely open up spots. So, I don't know. There wasn't much else to bring up, was there? I mean, wrestling-wise.
No, and our ill-conceived talking about TV shows podcast has been shelved for more wrestling talk.
That's all right. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's perfectly fine. Yeah. It was kind of amusing, really, to just go with these.
Well, I will say this, though, on the TV front. You said you watched S.H.I.E.L.D., or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week.
Yeah.
That was their best episode they've had. That's a compliment. So it actually had legitimate danger. It didn't have a happy ending. The acting was actually okay. They showed each character how they're supposed, like Ward coming in and popping off all those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Just walks in gun blazing. I was like, wow. Where was that guy the entire time? And then, you know, Coulson getting in his face about the whole him and May thing. It seemed more structured. Because after last week's episode, I was ready to give that thing the heave. This was the last episode I was going to watch if it wasn't good.
Yeah, no, I couldn't believe that Like, I took a couple episodes off, then you're like, no, we need to talk about it again. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, you mean I need to watch a couple episodes? So I did. And, yeah, I guess I've watched everything since then, just to stay filled in.
Well,
it's just kind of there. Like,
well, this week they had some cool stuff the way they should have been doing. Like, when Coulson threatened Ward and told him that if you keep messing up, I'm going to send you out to the Antarctic to watch over Blonsky's cryo cell. Well, that's a callback to the Incredible Hulk. Blonsky is the Abomination. So I was like, okay, good. You don't have to do all these giant things, but small things like that to remind you. Because if the original in this constructed universe they're making, S.H.I.E.L.D. was not supposed to be on the radar ever. If you remember the first Iron Man movie, they're the strategic homeland, blah, 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 blah. And Gwyneth Paltrow's like, oh, well, you need to shorten that up. Well, then they came up with S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, that's fine. But then last week's episode, S.H.I.E.L.D. has a campus that's out in the open within public knowledge and view. I was like, wait, wasn't this like the super secret underground government operative team that, you know, works in the shadows?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And I brought that up with Shahid, and he goes, this show's not meant for people like you. I'm like, well, it should be. I mean, that's the only reason I'm watching it is because of the movies. So,
yeah, no, I thought that's who they made the movies for, because they knew we'd spend the money on it. So, yeah, we're supposed to be watching this, I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, it just, I don't know. I just thought this week kind of got it, finally. And I think one of the problems, though, is if Skye's not in her underwear, I don't care about her. And they keep insisting that you care about this chick. And, you know, her getting two in the stomach and then going in the cryo freeze while they race to save her. Well, as long as she doesn't pop up at the end of next episode, like, hey, everything's fine again, then okay, but the show's teetering. The show's teetering, so.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was good, so I, you know, I don't really care.
Yeah, all right.
You know, like, as soon as it's done being watched, it's going to be done being watched, because even this week's episode didn't do that. It didn't really do that much for me, because I'm like, she's going to live. Like, and that's all I sat there thinking the whole time, like, whatever. Like, and every other TV show, they pull, it's always the shot to the stomach that everyone pulls through.
Good call, actually.
So it's just like, whatever, okay. And, like, they haven't given you, like, they keep on trying to kill people, I think, just too early in series in general. Like, not just S.H.I.E.L.D. It's like, let me invest in the character more. Like, first season, no. Never, never, never. Like, they're not in trouble that season. Like, you're not allowed to do it. And they've had two people in trouble already this year?
Yeah.
That they thought were going to die? Oh, yeah, because what's her name was going to die? Is it Simmons? The female scientist?
Whatever. I think
yeah, it's Fitz is the guy. Simmons is the woman.
Okay.
Oh, shit, where was I with the other stuff? She was the one that she was going to die. Like, she was caught, with some type of bomb, and she was in a room that only she was going to die. She had locked herself in for some reason.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
So, I was just like, okay, this is too early. And, like, I understand that it's supposed to be a dangerous thing, but, like, a lot of other dangerous shows have, you know, completely gone through that first season without, you having to worry about it, because you haven't invested in the character yet. give it at least a season four. It's like, oh crap, I really liked that person. I don't want to see them die.
Yeah. Well, I still read comics, and that seems to be the norm now. Like, DC rebooted their universe like 2 years ago, and everything, they try to make everything so radically different, and all of a sudden characters are dying. And I'm like, you just did this. Like, this is only like a 2-year-old thing. You can't be doing this yet. And the one that really started this trend was Image Comics, when like Wildcats, Wetworks, all that stuff came out. They were killing people off in the third issue. It's like,
I didn't read those ones from Image. I did read a lot of Image.
Well, like, I think the biggest example was Wildcats. Like, after 7 issues, they started bumping people off, and it's like, I don't care about these guys yet. You know, I'm looking at this because of Jim Lee's artwork. The writing's got to get better for me to care. You can't just kill people to kill. I mean, it's got to have a storyline involved for it to actually matter. But
right,
it seems kind of lost. But I don't know. But yeah, well, you know, that's off for the next month now, because they don't want to compete with the Olympics.
Oh yeah, I did. I thought I heard in 3 weeks or something like that.
It's like, the end of what? That episode. Well, at least Walking Dead's back Sunday, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you want to watch, people that want to watch whatever they want to watch, they'll watch it. Like, you're going to have competition no matter what time slot you're in.
But in an age of DVRs, you know, the Walking and on-demand Dead content, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I guess that's kind of my point. It's just like, whatever. Just get your stuff out there. People will watch it. Like, I can tape 6 shows at once. That's completely unnecessary.
Yes. If you think about it, yes, it is.
Yeah. In the scheme of things, it's completely unnecessary. Do I do it from time to time? Yes, there have been a couple of times where I've had 6 things recording at once, and I've had to watch either something on my DVR or something that I'm taping right then.
What the hell? Are you taping 6 shows at once?
Well, Chinese Kevin tapes a couple, and I tape a couple, and Melissa tapes a couple. So
That makes sense, yes.
And then, when Baby Mama Drama was here, he would be watching a sports game and then, like, recording some type of sports documentary and then, you know, like, probably renting the movies that he rented. Fucker.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's justifiable. I'm on my own right now, so I can't imagine, especially with this tiny-ass hard drive. Recording 6 shows at once probably smokes are pouring out of it. So, but yeah,
and it's always just completely ridiculous, you know, because there's just a couple of big days, like Sunday.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of shows on, and Thursday night. Is it Thursday night?
I don't record anything on Thursday anymore.
Oh, you haven't watched the new Community?
No, I didn't want to watch it last year since Dan Harmon got kicked out. And I honestly just forgot to set the DVR for this year. What I saw at the gym was funny until they killed Pierce at the end. And I was like, wait, what? Was he really dead? I mean, I know he left the show, but it was still weird how they killed him off.
Oh, yeah, no, last season was really pretty terrible.
Yeah, and when you hear all the talent saying the same thing. So...
Yeah, but it's been good so far with Harmon back there, along with Dino's, out of Stampinopoulos, I forget. He did Moral World, and that's all I know, and he's awesome.
Yes.
Because he plays Starburns.
That's a guy that did, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's him.
I'm checking my DVR to see if
what he did I have something else that out. Was I didn't like it as much as Moral World, but the guy's pretty creative, so I liked the other show, but it wasn't awesome. Right. Awesome.
What was the name of that show? I don't remember.
Because it was the one.
I just totally forgot.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to look them up to be able to.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, it was just funny how I was telling you about the Americans, and how I was like, I don't really care if I watch it, and then I start seeing the previews for the upcoming season, and I'm like, this looks like it's getting pretty interesting, actually. So, like, oh boy, here we go. But it always seems like the shows I like to watch are just all crammed on the same time or day. But trust me, if it...
Yeah, and that's why I got around to talking about that.
Yeah, and if... And if things keep up the same way with S.H.I.E.L.D., that will be the first one to get cut.
Oh, Mary Shelley's Frankenhole. It only that lasted 4 episodes. It was kind of weird and interesting.
Yeah, that. I just like the name.
And he did some writing for TV Funhouse?
Oh, that makes sense. That was
Late
one
Night
of the most
Conan O'Brien.
Shows. God.
Mr. Show with Bob and David. Yep. Writer for The Late Show with David Letterman. Dana Carvey TV show. Writer for the Ben Stiller TV show also.
That was another underrated one too.
So, yeah, no, he's been a writer since 92, so he's done okay for himself.
That's funny. I forgot about TV Funhouse.
And I did like Important Things with Dimitri Martin. I like him. But that didn't go very far. There was only 6 episodes.
Yeah, no, that's one of those Comedy Central things that doesn't work out. So.
Yeah, no, I was a little disappointed. Like, that. You know, I don't know. I like him. He's interesting.
I don't know if I ever got into Dimitri Martin at all. I don't know if I ever gave him a chance either, so that's probably why.
But I kind of like the dorky artwork angle.
Nah. Eh, I can see that. But, but yeah, but no. So we got Justified. I'm watching True Detective. That's been good. The thing with that part got lost when we lost the show. So.
Well, yeah. Are we going to lose everyone that's listening to this show?
Yeah, that's why I was about to. That's where the butt was. But we'll get into that next time as we meander through. Social media, we're Stunt Granny. Granny Maze, DeFrango 11, Stunt Dusty, Eric's a Stunt Granny. Email us at gmail.com. I'm out of here. I'll probably talk to you guys next week. I don't know. There you go.